I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
E ngai pikoko ki te reo Māori, tēnā tahuri mai, whakarongo mai ki tēnei I pāho o Everyday Māori, e rere atu nei. Ko he Mikali tōku ingoa.
Ko Apera Woodfine tōku ingoa.
Tēnā koutou e whakarongo mai nā. Yō koutou kāinga. I runga I o koutou waka, i whea, huri Aotearoa, me te ao whānui anō hoki.
Kia ora. Kua tai mai tātou ki te hōtaka whakamutsunga, ne?
Kua tai tātou ki te hōtaka whakamutsunga, kei te tika tēnā. We've reached, or we've come to, our last episode for this series. And I say for this series, e hoa mā, because we are going to carry on and do another series, but we're just going to have a little whakata, a little rest, a little break before we carry on with that next series.
Ka pai. So, big shout out to Te Mātāwai for providing us with funding to get this series out to you all.
Ai, e mihi ana kia Te Mātāwai, kua tautoko I tēnei kaupapa. Me te kaupapa whānui kia ukaipō anō te reo. We are really grateful that we've been we have had support to make this resource available to you all.
No reira, me he pai ki a koutou, ene eps, ene wahanga.
Me whai take ane hoa mā, if you think it's useful, continue using them, right? Because these are going to always be here, and you can always go back. But also, give us a little like, send us a little message, tukuna mai he kōrero, everydaymaori@gmail.com, everydaymaori on Paiahua, Instagram, on Facebook, Pukamata.
Yeah, please get in touch with us and just let us know what you enjoyed about Everyday Māori and any suggestions you might have for what we can do in the show going forward.
Koia. He pai ki a māua. It helps us in terms of creating the content and planning forward. What are some subject areas that we have missed or that you're wanting to learn more about? We can, you know, hopefully put an episode together and speak to some of those kaupapa.
Kia ora, nō reira, I runga I tērā, kia huri ki te kaupapa o tērā?
Ko te kaupapa o tērā I whakaro ake māua nā te mea ko tēnei te hōtaka whakamutunga, because we're here for our last episode for this series. Instead of looking at a new structure, we want to provide some tips. Both Apera and I are second language learners. So we didn't grow up with te reo, but we've learned it at some point in our lives and still learning. And ko te kōrero hoki ne, that as the saying says, mā te mate ana he e mutu ai tō ako. There's only one way you stop learning, and you might have picked up on what that was in that kōrero. Mā te mate ana he e mutu ai tō ako. So, because we're going to be leaving you for a little bit, here are some things to think about as you carry on in your learning.
Ka pai e hoa, mau I timata.
Ka pai. Tuatahi. Make a plan, e hoa mā. I think we do this for a lot of things when we set out on a new journey. Think about like going to the gym, wanting to get fit, starting a diet, like our budget, all of those things. We're like, we've got something in mind. We often like start to like write down ideas about how we want to achieve this goal. So we've got a new goal. How are we going to make it happen? Who's supporting us? Who's around us? What kind of resources are needed? What time do I need to set aside? So like, you know, we do that for a lot of other things in our lives. So if you haven't already done that with your real learning, think about that. Think about like making a plan.
I like it. Ka pai.
When you make a plan, I think, you know, there's those keywords. It's like who, what, where, when, why. So maybe you have to think about those things in terms of learning te reo. Who's supporting me? Who's helping me? Who's motivating me? Why am I doing this?
Yeah, why? Oh, it's a big one, the why, you know?
Aye, like Yeah, have a real think about why. I think most of us, we just know intrinsically why we're doing it.
Mm.
But no, have a think about it, right? Because it's a question I ask my students. I'm like, why are you here? Why are you wanting to learn te reo? People think, and they stop and they think, and you hear these beautiful reasons. I want to be able to communicate with my mokopuna who are in kohanga, you know, and whatever it is, and there's like a range. I just want to like connect more with who I am, you know, or this whenua where I live. So yeah, have a think about that.
Awesome. It can be really helpful for when times get tough as well. Just remembering that why, help keep the fire burning.
Aye, because it does, you know, it often referred to as a haerenga, a journey, our learning of te reo. And in any haerenga, there's piki and heke, there's ups and downs.
Mm.
So yeah, it's gonna keep you on track and keep you motivated when you do encounter those heke, those downs.
Aye. Māku te tuarua, set small goals. So setting small goals are things that we want to achieve within the next week, the next month. It could even be within today, you know. Today I want to review this language structure or learn 5 new kupu. You know, things that are really achievable and small. Because when we break it down into little bits like that, it all adds up really quickly.
That big goal, like I want to speak te reo. I want to be able to kōrero. I want to be able to communicate. That's the long-term goal.
Mm.
And that's really important to like hold on to. But in order to get there, yeah, we do have to set these small stepping stones.
Mm.
Once you start achieving those little goals, like you get that feel-good feeling, and that also keeps you on track and motivated too.
Mm.
Because sometimes that big goal can be quite daunting. It's kind of like with reo, the more you learn, sometimes the more you start to figure out how much you don't know. You're like, oh my, and oh my God, I didn't know about that. And you know, but you know, just that's maybe one goal. If you're at that stage and you're learning, starting to understand ano better.
Ka pai.
Tuatoru. Enjoy the aha moments. The ka taka te kapa moments.
Mm.
When you hear someone speaking, you're like, oh, I understand what they're talking about. Or you see that road sign that you've driven past all your life, and you're like, oh, that's what it means.
Mm.
Like these little moments where you understand.
Yep.
I think really relish in those and enjoy those.
Mm. Tautoko. Te tuawhā. Learn with others. So this can be really helpful for building a community of people to kōrero with. Obviously, we want to learn te reo Māori so that we can kōrero with others.
Ko, yeah.
Most people aren't learning to kōrero with themselves, although if that is you, kei akwe, kei te pai.
All right.
But yeah, finding a community, so that can be, you have any suggestions for that, Hemi?
I think if you can join a class, like that, you know, in joining a class, whether it's in person or online, you've got your kaiako, who's going to guide you and teach you, and then you've got your hoa ako, your learning mates who are there to provide you a space to practice, and then, you know, a community. So I understand some people are isolated in their learning. They might, you know, be the only person in their whānau, their whare, their wāhi mahi, maybe that's like actively learning. And hopefully you know, actively learning encourages others to learn, but in the meantime, start searching out those other people who are on the same kaupapa as you. And in a classroom, you'll find other people who have the same objective in mind.
Ka pai. I think it can really help with building a routine as well. If you are part of a class, it kind of becomes a regular thing. And there's a lot of value in that.
Tuarima. When? When are you learning? Okay, so this goes back to the plan. So like when you're writing, sitting down and thinking about it, like because we're busy bees, and we're kind of doing reo on top of everything else. So like, e mahi ana, e tiaki tamariki ana, e tunu kai ana I Ngāpō, the work commitments, the whānau commitments, and then reo is on top of that. So think about like, when is my optimal learning time? Like, and I'm talking about away from the class. If you're doing a class, ka pai. That's already there. But we need to be doing more than just going to that class for 2 hours a week. You have to be doing your kind of self-directed learning in between. So think about when's that optimal time? When have you got that 10 minutes? Maybe it's in the morning before everyone gets up. maybe it's listening to the podcast on your ride home from work in the afternoon. But I think about that, like, when are these times where I'm going to be like squeezing te reo in? And we want to start incorporating te reo into our lives, but you've still got to make that space or that room to be having that learning time, self-directed learning time.
Dotoku. Yeah, I find the morning and the evening are really nice times, even if it's just like 2 to 5 minutes looking at something for me anyway in the morning. And then before I go to bed at night, it just really cements it into my mind quite nicely. It's just bouncing around in my subconscious all day. I get a chance to maybe like hear it or use it out in the world and then look at it again before I go to sleep. And then I dream about it.
Pai tēnā. I'm bad at this. So don't do what I do, Hoama. Like I'm, you know, had this goal to like learn more Portuguese for a little while, and I've had a tutor, and my like understanding and my ability to speak basic sentences is growing. But what I fail to do sometimes is like stick to the routine, like all the time actually. So it's always in my mind, like, oh, I should revise. I should go back to my notes and, I'll write everything out again and put it nicely and, like, then I'll start practicing. And I just keep putting that aside. And I'm like, oh, actually, I'm really busy today. I've got all this stuff on. And then when I'm finished my work, I'm like, oh, no, I just want to relax, you know? And so, like, I think, don't do that. do what I say, not what I do. If you do set that time aside, like, really be strict on yourself to do it, because easily a couple of days can go by and you're like, ah, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience.
Kia ora. Te tua ono. Know how you learn best. So everybody learns differently. We're all different learners. And understanding what way you learn best can be really helpful for your progression. I find a lot of the time I don't want to do study. I prefer to just consume things in a target language. So I do a lot of watching things in te reo Māori or te reo Hapanihi, whatever the languages I'm trying to learn. It can be a nice, like, relaxing way to still consume something in the language without it necessarily being study. That works for me. So maybe just have a look at what you enjoy doing and see if you can find some things that most people wouldn't consider study, but you still get an opportunity to learn something.
Some of those things might be playing with an app. So in the App Store, Google or Apple, check out what apps are available. Just look up Te Reo Māori or Māori language and you'll see there's a lot now that's available. That's more hands-on, you know, you're asked to like, you know, connect this to this or fill in the gaps or move this part of the sentence to in. And so kind of hands-on, if you enjoy that more. You're seeing the language, you're hearing it sometimes, and you're also moving things around with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Another idea is Waka Huia on YouTube, where they profile kaumātua, native-speaking kaumātua.
Mm.
What you can do if you're at that level is kind of listen with or without the subtitles, or maybe listen without the subtitles for 10 minutes, and then go back and listen with the subtitles and see how much you understood.
Mm. That's a really good one. It reminds me that the Te Karere is also a nice resource. They have little like 5-minute news bits that go on YouTube almost every day. And I make an effort to watch a few of those a week for sure, just because it's just nice for Te Reo Māori, get some current events in there as well. Ka reo anō kia kite te Waka Huia?
Waka Huia. Look up Waka Huia on YouTube.
Yeah,
ka kite koe.
Ka pai.
Yeah, he tino pai. Ko te pai hoki o Waka Huia. The beautiful thing about Waka Huia is you're hearing, for the most part, native speakers, so you're hearing that sound, te tangi o te reo, and you're also hearing speakers from all different iwi, so if you can tune into the different the dialects as well, the accents in Te Reo Māori. Within this as well, I really enjoy writing, like something about seeing the words. I enjoy writing down and rewriting, so like going back and rewriting my notes. That's something that helps me, and then kind of like creating new sentences with the structures that I've been learning. So,
ka pai oho.
Te tuawhetu. Number 7, the last one, kia manuanui. Be patient. Kaore he mutunga, there's no endpoint. No reira kia manuanui, like be patient and go easy on yourself.
Yeah, that's really important. Go easy on yourself. Don't beat yourself up when you make mistakes. Just try and identify them and then try not to make them again. You know,
Mm-hmm.
But it's easy to beat yourself up when you make mistakes. Well, I find that anyway, and it's not very helpful for my language learning journey, so I try and toss that away as much as I can now.
Aye. And going back to some of those other points, like hopefully like having found a community, you've got like people around you, you've got people who are helping you, guiding you, people who maybe you've started teaching as well. I think that's a really good way to consolidate what you've been learning is start to teach others.
Mm.
And I think that's a real natural progression with language learning as well, especially with te reo. Like as soon as you start learning, you kind of in some way start teaching others. And so like hopefully all that started to take place, and yeah, just go easy on yourself. Too often I hear some ākonga saying, oh, you know, I'm just like really frustrated, I'm not getting this. And I think just haere tonu. Carry on. Kia u, be steadfast. Kia kaha.
And last but not least, kia ngahu, have fun.
Kia ngahau te ako. Have fun, reho amma. Kia ngahau te ako. No reira, kia kaha te kōrero.
Kia kaha te ako.
Kia kaha te reo Māori. Tūturu owhiti whakamaua kia tīna.
Tīna.
Haumie, huie,
taikie.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātā Wai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.